Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We'll continue in song with hymn number 175. Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is listening. I'll read from Retrospection and Introspection, Voices Not Our Own, by Mary Baker Eddy. Many peculiar circumstances and events connected with my childhood throng the chambers of memory. For some 12 months, when I was about 8 years old, I repeatedly heard a voice calling me distinctly by name 3 times in an ascending scale. I thought this was my mother's voice and sometimes went to her, beseeching her to tell me what she wanted. Her answer was always, "Nothing, child. What do you mean?" Then I would say, "Mother, who did call me? I heard somebody call Mary 3 times. This continued until I grew discouraged and my mother was perplexed and anxious. That night before going to rest, my mother read to me the scriptural narrative of little Samuel and bade me, when the voice called again, to reply as he did, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." The voice came, but I was afraid and did not answer. Afterward, I wept and prayed that God would forgive me, resolving to do next time as my mother had bidden me. When the call came again, I did answer in the words of Samuel, but never again to the material senses was that mysterious call repeated. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, 1 Samuel. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. The Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli, perceiving that the Lord had called the child, therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle." Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And he answered, "Here am I." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Mark. The sower soweth the word, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Luke. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come to him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, "Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee." And he answered and said unto them, "My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." John. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And from Science and Health. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself, We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear. This disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. The purification of sense and self is a proof of progress. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. A little girl who had occasionally listened to my explanations badly wounded her finger. She seemed not to notice it. On being questioned about it, she answered ingenuously, "There is no sensation in matter." Bounding off with laughing eyes, she presently added, "Mama, my finger is not a bit sore." True Christianity is to be honored wherever found. But when shall we arrive at the goal which that word implies? From Puritan parents, the discoverer of Christian Science early received her religious education. In childhood, she often listened with joy to these words falling from the lips of her saintly mother. "God is able to raise you up from sickness." And she pondered the meaning of that scripture she so often quotes. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." The test of all prayer lies in the answer to these questions. Do we love our neighbor better because of this asking? Do we pursue the old selfishness, satisfied with having prayed for something better, though we give no evidence of the sincerity of our requests by living consistently with our prayer? If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. But we shall never meet this great duty simply by asking that it may be done. There is a cross to be taken up before we can enjoy the fruition of our hope and faith. Who is telling mankind of the foe in ambush? Is the informer one who sees the foe? If so, listen and be wise. Escape from evil and designate those as unfaithful stewards who have seen the danger and yet have given no warning. At all times and under all circumstances, overcome evil with good. Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for a victory over evil. Before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins, which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. If the medium of hearing is wholly spiritual, it is normal and indestructible. There is more Christianity in seeing and hearing spiritually than materially. There is more science in the perpetual exercise of the mind faculties than in their loss. Lost they cannot be while mind remains. The apprehension of this gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf centuries ago, and it will repeat the wonder. We cannot interpret spirit, mind, through matter. Matter neither sees, hears, nor feels. Science declares that mind, not matter, sees, hears, feels, speaks.
check